Hello, I'm Nina Robina, and this is Waste Radio at Lovebox.
Yeah!
This is so good.
I'm so bloody excited I could eat.
We've got all the crew here, and we're sitting in Malcolm, our little red caravan, is decked out to the nines. Yeah, do you want to describe Malcolm?
So, on the back wall, we've got some lovely floral green and yellow vomit wallpaper. It's really beautiful.
And
we've got a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle sign. That's wasting away. And of course, we've got a whole wall of nice little record sleeves. Pride of Place is Honky Von Tonk and his friends, who looks like a little dwarf evil man. The whole crew's here. Even Klaus has flown over all the way from Berlin just for the English festivals. Klaus, shit, man, it's good to see you. How's it going?
You know, Nina, it's great to be here. It's so exciting. I just flew from Berlin, like Nina said. And, you know, to be honest, it's the beginning. I said, well, it's just so chilled out. But actually, no, it's really fun. Great vibes. You know, everyone got here to have a great time. And, you know, we'll see what's going to happen. I think I'll go to have a good time. Yeah. How are you, Nina?
Yeah, I'm going to have a really good time. I might stick with you, actually. Yeah. You seem like you're going to really, you know, you're well on it. Okay, so yeah, we're going to be doing interviews, we're going to be doing the PMR, we're going to be doing Who's Got Knowledge, we're going to be doing loads of stuff all day, and also playing you some music from the festival and what's going on, and interviewing some bands, and yeah. So we've got the Jingle Mistresses, Louisa and Isabel, here with Malcolm, and they've met, because they love him so much, they've actually written an ode to Malcolm. Isabel, do you want to explain exactly what that is?
So basically, I've been seeing this guy lately. He's really great, but like, the problem with him is, yeah, is when we go to festivals, all he does is just trails me around.
What do you mean? He just
trails me like a trailer, like he just follows me around.
It's really weird, but maybe quite a good thing, quite comforting. Like, he's really dependable and...
Oh, yeah, no, he's really dependable.
What's his name?
He's called Malcolm. Malcolm.
Malcolm?
Alright. I always know that you will stay. I feel so close to you and you'll never go away from your side. Living on the wayside of my mind. Living on the wayside of my mind.
Sounds like metronomy now.
That was a live and direct you by Isabel and Louisa. Live! By our very own Isabel and Louisa.
I'm sticking to the walls, get me out of here. I'm sticking to the fucking walls here.
Klaus, it's just wallpaper face.
This is not a professional environment.
I'm sorry, we didn't health and safety check this caravan.
So get it right, Nina, I'm going. Otherwise I'm leaving, you know. I'm going back to Berlin, straight flight, you know, EasyJet, right there.
Are you sure? I saw some pretty hot boys over there.
No, I take one flight to the Ostbahnhof. No, Ostbahnhof is a train station, just joking.
So yeah, thanks Louisa and Isabel. That was a good song.
We'll be right back.
So that was Panau or Now. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. It's spelled P-N-A-U. Any guess?
No.
Pnau. Oh, wow. I like that one. Yeah. Okay, well, that was however you want to pronounce it. They're a cool band from Australia, and they play like really good sort of electro, really lively, but with instruments rather than boring computers. And I saw them earlier on, and halfway through their set, they let a load of large balloons into the crowd, which really pissed them off because everyone's going mental with them and like throwing them on stage and completely ruining their set. But yeah, they were still good. Anyway, so this is the next song. It's Ebony Bones and We Know All About You.
Ebony Bones, and I'm here for Waste Radio.
Hello?
Hello, I'm playing the ukulele quite badly, actually. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, we're good. Cool. How was your set?
Amazing. We had a fantastic show. On my right, I've got my amazing backing vocalists, Kerry and Angelica.
Hello.
Hi.
And it was amazing. We zoomed down from Cannes Festival yesterday from Dorset.
Yeah.
Came here to do Lovebox. It's just been really fun. I think the great thing about Lovebox is that it's in London and you don't have to camp and everyone kind of just gravitates to each other.
Yeah.
It's just
a really few home comforts at the end of the day.
Exactly, your bed.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's good fun. Toilet and a duvet, that's what I crave.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really good fun and everyone's been amazing.
Yeah.
So this is Waste Radio. I'm Nina Ribena. Hello, who are you?
My name is Hazel.
And Hazel, are you having a good time?
I'm having an amazing time.
Have you ever been to Lovebox before?
I haven't. This is my first time. I don't want to get to sleep over at festivals, so it's weird being here just for the day.
Yeah. who have you come here to see?
We're going to go see Groove Armada later on. Quite excited about that. And the Human League. Pretty much today, we're just chilling out, meeting people and having a good time.
Are you here for tomorrow as well?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wicked. Okay, well, I hope you have a good time. And thank you for being on Race Radio.
Thank you for inviting me into your caravan.
What's your name?
Nesh.
Nesh. Nina. I'm Nina Ribena.
Nina Ribena. Yeah. I'm Nesh.
Nesh. Who's Nesh? Who's Fesh? Nina Ribena. Yeah. Wow, that's
I got that.
Yeah. What sort of music do you like?
I like songs more than music.
You like songs more than music?
Yeah. Does that make sense? Like, no. Like, I don't listen to one type of music.
Okay. So, what songs do you like at the moment?
At the moment, oh, this is hard. A bit of Dinah Ross.
Dinah Ross. Yeah.
A bit of Dinah Ross.
So it's Supremes. Dinah Ross. No, of course.
Supremes. Yeah. Who else do I like? I listen to everything. Like. Britney Spears.
Yeah.
You can't beat Britney Spears.
No, Britney Spears is really good.
Yeah, she's alright. Yeah. Everyone's alright.
So you're enjoying being in Malcolm?
Malcolm's very comforting, yeah. It's nice to slide into Malcolm.
I'm glad. Is this your first time at Lovebox?
It's my first time in Lovebox, and it's my first time in Malcolm.
Yeah. Well, there's a first time for everything, really. Yeah, and
I'm a Lovebox / Malcolm virgin.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though.
Not anymore. Pop to your cherry. Yeah.
Nice. I don't have a very good... Like, can you hear it? It's nasal.
Everyone doesn't like their radio voice. No, you have to get used to it.
I just don't like my voice in general.
But you could be famous. Like, we put you on our website.
I don't want to be famous.
You don't want to be famous. What do you want to be?
I want to own an orphanage.
You want to own an orphanage?
Yeah, but that's not any, like, weird kiddie fiddling stuff. Before anyone, like, says, yeah, he's a pedo, right there, on the radio. No, that's not true.
Okay, all right. I've never accused you of being a pedo.
Okay, I hope not.
I won't, don't worry. We won't edit it so that it makes you look like a pedo either, so it's okay.
Good. I'm glad. That's not what I'm going for, people of Waste Radio. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for being on Waste Radio, Nesh.
That's all right.
You're not a paedophile. Well,
yes,
done.
That's great. That's just what we wanted to hear. Scroll, scroll in the tree, dear me. A feather colour, not for me. Do me a feather.
Radio, and we are here with Rich from Much Much. Say hello, Rich.
Hi, Louisa.
We kind of go back a little bit. I've actually got his Cassia tone, which you heard the lovely sounds of that earlier, but we're not gonna give that back right just yet.
I only came to get it back today. That's why I'm here. But Louisa won't give it back to me.
We will give it back soon. He also came because Munch Munch just played on the last FM stage. How was that?
Really weird. Some people came in and then they walked out again. Then some more people came in and then they walked out again.
So not the best crowd?
Not the best, but all right. Some small boys liked it.
It's always good, it's always good. And where are you off to now?
Truck Festival in a minute.
And what else, what have you got lined up for this summer?
We're playing like another gig and then I'm going to sit in my attic in my house and just cry for most of the summer and then write songs overnight.
some like heart love, maybe a bit of bright eyes inspiration?
No. That's not crying enough. It needs to be way more heartfelt than that.
So mind you, I'm just going to take a new turn from bashing drums to heartfelt Casio tone, guitar, strumming.
Just love songs, like classic, taking it back.
I never would have thought that, Rich. It comes as a surprise.
Treat to me a feather. Scroll, scroll, and the treat to me a feather. Scroll, and the treat to me a feather. Scroll, and the treat to me a feather.
Okay, so Lady Christine has just come back from.
Hi.
Oh, yes. So good. Yeah. God. Wicked. She's just come back from her adventures in the field. Sounds like she's had quite a good time. Lady Christina, tell us what you've been doing.
Well, class has been showing me how to party.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah, bumped into the guys from A Human, played a little bit of Who's Got Knowledge.
Yeah, was that good?
Yeah, Showerman and one band member had a bit of sexual tension, let's put it that way.
Oh dear, fire crotch.
Yeah, shower man with his fire crutch. It's pretty red. And and what else did we get up to? Yeah, saw a Trojan Sound System. They made up an ode to Waste Radio. It's really catchy. Sing along.
Waste Radio.
Many people on a show.
Yeah, it's much better than that.
And it's just loads of good stuff. Have a listen.
Hello, this is Waste Radio. Lady Christina here. We're here with A Human. How was your set?
Very good.
Yeah, wicked. Yeah, you seem really psyched about that. Yeah, no.
Yes.
Yes. Nice for me.
Yeah. Hello. For you, yeah.
So, what other festivals are you going to be at?
The Dogbreath Festival. Dogbreath.
Next to Hairy Horse Field.
Yeah, Hairy Horse Field. Or Fanny Craddock's.
Fanny Craddock.
She's got a festival going on with chickpeas and onions.
Yeah.
They're only allowed to come. But as long as they have chickpeas and onions with legs and feet and a soul for commitment.
Oh, okay. And any pickle on the side? Douche! Yeah. As in the douchebag, the anal shower that porn stars have before they go on set.
Nice one, yeah?
Oh my god! Okay, so do you want to play a game? We'll do one association game. It's called Who's Got Knowledge. We'll go around and we'll see who's the wittiest of them all. No pressure, yeah? So.
Come on.
Right, just do it between you two then.
Okay, Crispy Duck, okay, Who's Got Knowledge?
I wake up every morning and wish I was dead. Who's got knowledge?
So do I.
Suicide. Who's got knowledge?
Frankie Harrod. Who's got knowledge? I'm Danish. Who's got knowledge?
I love to lick bananas. Who's got knowledge?
Yeah. Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Who's got knowledge?
Wednesday. Who's got knowledge?
I wish I was dead. Who's got knowledge?
Seven Sisters. Tube Station. Who's got knowledge? It's gonna rain. Who's got knowledge?
Suicide. Tuesday. Who's got knowledge?
Garlic Naan. Who's got knowledge?
Oh. Thai Abs is a really good curry house. Who's got knowledge?
Whitechapel. Who's got knowledge?
Oh. Bing bong. Bing bong. Bing bong. Bing bong. Who's got knowledge? Limkin Old World. Who's got knowledge?
Iskarak Poroski. That was Danish. I've got knowledge.
Hey.
Jeremy Carr. Oh my God.
That was Who's Got Knowledge.
This is the worst game I've ever played. Shame on you. I waited 2 hours for this. How would you go? I'm a piece of shit. I'll kill you with my carrot. I'll kill you with my goddamn carrot. Do you understand me? Shut up! I have a carrot on you. What is this, huh? Do you have this look of pressure? How can we have a Sunday roast right now? Huh? I can't take any more!
Okay.
We're A Human for Waste Radio. Who's got knowledge?
Knowledge.
Who's got knowledge?
first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz, and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hard and the ground was dry, but the air was full of
Radio. I've got Ronnie to my right. How are you?
Let's get out, ça va bien.
Yeah.
It's just French food. Everything is good. Okay.
So, yeah. And how did your set go?
It was great. I think God loved it because the sun was shining.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No showers.
No showers. There were showers last night in Belgium.
Yeah. Have you been jet setting?
We're not really jet setting, it's work, it's day job.
Okay.
That's all we do, but it's a good crowd.
Yeah. And, what were you doing there?
Same thing, we've been touring now for the last 6 months, so
okay.
It's the season of a tour, so we're...
Yeah. Well, I've actually got my friend from Berlin, Klaus, here.
Hello, and Ronnie says you're big in Berlin, you're one of the most famous, you're originator of drum and bass, you know, like you're from Bristol, you do all this thing.
I'm not sure about that.
No, this is what we think in Berlin. Maybe
he's just displaying his knowledge, because, you know, you tested me earlier, but we know about you.
There's a lot of people responsible for this music. I'm just a player in the game, which is, and I'm fortunate to be where I am. Good to be here. You know, good to be on the stage as well, main stage. I remember when I was like 15, I bought and I loved it straight away.
Good.
And it was
a classic bass line.
Yeah, no, it was great. And
can't be a good bass line.
People always refer to this thing. And how did you come up with this? Like, how did you?
You know,
when you're in the studio, things kind of happen. And you know, to be honest with you, it's not me that makes it a classic. It's the people. Yeah. It's like you put a record out, and then if people like it. They're like,
My German fans, and they love it.
Well, when I made it, I was like, just made it. It's just like people like it, so.
So why was it called Brown Paper Bag? Because I've always understood.
There's a question.
Yeah.
Well done. Good one. No, you're going to have to hold that form.
Huh?
You're going to have to hold that form.
What? No?
You're going to have to hold it. It's a personal.
You can't say
this. I'm not right now. No. But if you do your research, you'll find out why it's called Brown Paper Bag.
I think I know what it is.
Hey, this is Lee Ronnie Sides here at Love Box, and you're listening to Waste Radio.
Out of brown paper. Sounds that we bring are of a different nature. Rhythms get greater and the rhythms they get greater. Yes, another of a tough form for the chaser. New configuration, new riff and new structure. Built on the frame that'll hold and won't puncture. Tight, we wrap it up, it's wrapped tightly. It lives, the bass is the heartbeat that it gives. When we apply the brakes, there'll be no skips. Just more elements, you'll continue as we glide. Dimensions and the measurements and the evidence you will find. Changes, rearranging, so it's regularly updated. It's from every angle, so it's meant the unexpected. Represent the fusion of the mind and stay connected. The star that is presented, the size of the mark that's been indented. Deliberate, the star we give you, so that means you mentioned. In your direction, it's the bearing that we aim to send it. Instead of waiting for a star, now better we invent it. And let you get your money's worth before you've even sent it. Make it bigger for the whole nation. Send it out to one to know with no discrimination. Like I say, for 50 knots, as many combinations. No matter which way that you turn, you reach the same destination. The fullness of the spectrum, 360 keep it circling. Deep inside the flow is where it's working it. Underneath, submerging it. Time to make it go deeper. Way past the point that blows holes in your speaker. Under and over, say get over and under. First you get the lightning and then you get the thunder. The sound is the music and the music is the feature. Step to the rhythm made out of brown paper. Sounds that we bring are of a different nature. Rhythms get greater and the rhythms they get greater. Yes, another of a tough form for the chaser. New configuration, new riff and new structure. Belts on the frame that'll hold that won't puncture. Tight, we wrap it up, it's wrapped tightly. Step, 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 step.
Just on my way to find some sugar-free Red Bull. Have you seen any?
You need it for energy. Are you hyped for your set?
I'm going to start to get up, yeah.
How do you prepare to go on stage? Do you stretch?
I should, but mostly I just get scared and anxious and...
And what instrument do you play?
Oh,
sorry, I feel very, very occasion?
What's that?
What instrument do you play or do you sing?
I play, I sing, and I play a gong.
Oh, wow.
I play a giant gong.
Yeah. Can you make an ode to Lady Christina? That's me.
Lady what?
Lady Christina.
Lady Christina?
Christina.
Christina.
Yeah.
You mean like sing a song?
Yes.
Like right now?
Yeah, about me.
Oh, Lady Christina. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Some kid farted on the mattress right as I was singing. Now I've lost my inspiration.
Hey,
it's Chucky Martin saying hi to West Radio!
Super 4 definitely up in the place in Lovebook saying hi to West Radio.
An original veteran from Lakatunde, Strengthstown, Anthony Johnson saying every day it's a sound clash. And Trojan Tony Mago win that.
Watch it. Now it's the Lady Christina. You don't know, so we can never lock you up in a misdemeanor. You know, so I'm going to write more West Radio up in the green. Right now, yes, Super 4, Chucky Benton and Chavo and Anthony Johnson, Daddy Adams and Earl Gates said the show should massive is here live and direct in the Love Box. West Radio running in non-stop, 24 hours, 1 o'clock. We are being like FM dial, never run it wild. Yeah, keep them smiling.
Yes, big up Love Max. Anthony Johnson says so. Big up Love Max every time, saying them can't get flapped. Saying, look at right now. And big up West Radio. Saying, look at right now, the man there. Up and forward every time. Original Anthony Johnson.
West Radio.
West Radio.
West Radio. Anthony Johnson says so.
It's number one station. On FM dial.
They know some of them up and right, but West Radio on the green.
There is no winner to war, but war itself. War is the destruction of mankind. World peace we are go for. Watch. World peace we are go for. Unity we not go get enough for. War and crime depend on the upper. World peace we are go for. Unity we not go get enough for. Opportunities we have to go for. World peace we are go for. Unity we not go get enough for. War and crime depend on the upper. World peace we are go for. Unity we not go get enough for. Opportunities we are go for. Well, peace and love and in the unity we must apply. You show a little love, it brings your happiness and joy. The mission to unite a man of peace and fight. If you only put out the effort, make it look like you a try. You have a lot of power, but you just not supply. In the name of war, you claim civilians will die. You bring in sanctions, the cookies get deprived. You ask a question, I reply. World peace, we are go for. Unity, we not go get enough for. War and crime, they pan the upper. World peace, we are go for. Unity, we not go get enough for. Opportunities we have to go for. World peace we are go for. Unity we not go get enough for. War and crime depend on the upper. World peace we are go for. Unity we not go get enough for. Opportunities we have to go for. Well, them don't really understand how and why. We broke, we maintain principle of right. Globally and locally leaders need to decide to focus on peace then put war aside. Corruption and greed the reason why them backslide. The love and unity the whole of them all abide. There's no place to run, stop, hide. We need peace, love, and we need it worldwide. The world peace we are go for. Unity we not go get enough for. War and crime depend on the upper. World peace we are go for. Unity we not go get enough for. Opportunities we have to go for. World peace we are go for. Unity we not go get enough for. War and crime depend on the upper. World peace we are go for. Unity we not go get enough for. Opportunities we have to go for.
World peace.
In the sky, showers in my face everywhere.
Sorry, hang on a second. Let me get this. Hang on. Oh, who's that?
Oh, Daddy. No, Daddy. What do you mean? No, I told him to give me money for that. No, we can look. I'm very Daddy. I'm very busy. I'm doing a weather report. Okay, bye. I need to go. Okay, bye. Thank you.
Yeah, alright, so, sorry about that, yeah, just a quick little like, link thing I just have to sort out and get me business, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, like, this is the Shower Man reporting, we'll be back soon giving the update, but right now it is shower.
That was DJ Meddy with Signature. We saw him play earlier on. It was really exciting.
Sorry, I've just really got to get something off my chest. I was looking at Meddy in disbelief. He was having more fun than I think, like, if you could encapsulate fun and, you know, he is fun with a splash of arrogance and a whiff of something that really pisses me off, but
yeah, really, really loves it, loves life, is just completely on it all the time.
Lots of finger pointing and like leg stomping and face scrunching.
If you add like a sound effect of what, because it's radio, so you've got to kind of get it's more like yeah, woo, ah, like that,
like a really excited monkey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a monkey. Anyway. Nina, come on now. No need to make this. No need to turn this into dirty fighting.
No, I'm like a cute monkey. You can get cute monkeys. Like a chimpanzee. Chimpanzees are cute. They're not ugly.
He had really good cuffs on, which he was like just dangling around, like when he was finger pointing. Epic.
What was actually, you know, when we saw him in Sonar, the thing that pissed me off most was he put a track on like kind of a loop, and he went in the front of the stage and started dancing.
As if he'd written the song himself, and he got all the glory for it. I couldn't actually dance to his set at that point because I was so distressed. Anyway, next song I'm going to play you is Lethal Vizzle with Pow. Earlier on, me and Murat actually met Lethal Vizzle, and I challenged him to a rap battle. I won this battle, didn't I? I know, I did. I won. I definitely won.
In order to kind of, prove this, I think,
I really think that you should recreate exactly what you did to get one over Lethal Vizzle. Because the point is that we can't really play that and show you that I won, because at the time we weren't actually recording when we thought we were. But yeah, okay, fine. You want me to prove it? I'll prove it. Are you going to be Bizzle?
I can.
I'll be Bizzle.
Yeah, alright, okay. So this is Nina Wobina with our answer, with our own answer to Lethal Vizzle. Check ye.
I'm a bad MC, don't ask me why. Look me in the face, I'll punch you in the eye. Yeah. Mama's boy, go home and cry. Yeah. I'm a bad MC. Heard what I said?
Yeah.
You ask me head, you end up dead. Don't give head, but I give head butts.
Yeah.
Oh! I don't speak to girls, I don't give head. I mean, check. Nina.
Pow!
Yeah, so that's basically how it went. His song with Pop.
It's Lee for Divisor Records. Yeah, it's Lee for Divisor Records. It's Lee for Divisor Records. 2004. Yeah. Pow. Yeah, I'm Lee for the beat. Pow. If you don't know about me, pow. Better ask someone quickly, cause pow. Yeah, I'm pow. You know, pow. Yeah, I'm Lee for the beat. Pow. If you don't know about me, the spotlight's on me. Start with a fume, I howl at the moon. I ain't gonna bust if there's no room. What? It's a start with a fume. Get the dough and move, start with a fume. No, I stab, writing a tune. Dough involved, I'm writing a moon. Cause in the victim, I'm on. Speed the lyric, bang on. Feed the victim, bang on. While you're living, I'm just drag on. It's me, the kids, I'm out on. When I duck, Mike, you know, we flame on. Better get the game on. To get the game better, come and bring it on. Oh, catch your soul. Put up in the bullshit, try to crack this evil brain.
And again,
oh, crack your skull. Leave you fucked up in the bullshit, try to crack this evil brain.
Rude boy for the circle, don't let them make a bigger draw for the beckle. Not they got me draw for the belt buckle. I make a bigger boy VCM nickel, just swing me belt round like I done chuckle. One side they make a blood start jiggle. One more nick for me, the pussy will topple. Beat them with the fist for the knuckle.
Killer, real. Niggas know the deal. Don't care how you feel, I will be cocking back my still. Straight, bullets, run. Fire, bun. If you don't like killer, nigga, you can suck your mum.
Restart on her MC, bone fire on the bottom white MC. Pick up my, I want disrespect me, man, I got stepping like this with menu 19. 16 bar, 16 scar, 16 loose shot in your ass. When I talk, I talk like a little small rap, as a high grade, but them white one grass. Yeah, have a thing called just an eagle, let me think evil, I'm off a gate people, yo. Second gun is a dead nice, you cut the line, I'll be a cut of your life. Fool, you wanna come and bear your tool, that's not the right tool, that's just any tool. I rap because I'm cute on your beat. I'm gonna really clean, you don't really wanna be.
Anyway, I told you I read him in our play. Spray this swag MC right away. He's chatting shit back, he's got AK. Arms as comes and the boy runs away. He's 2004, niggas don't play. Streets on my nigga full, so we'll stay. Sounds like okay, I'm gonna call you okay, fake. Don't care about your crew, run them any okay, day. You don't wanna bring arms out. I'll bring arms out to your mum's house. And you don't wanna bring no beef. Bring some beef, you'll lose some sleep. And again, you don't wanna bring arms out. I'll bring arms out to your mum's house. And you don't wanna bring no beef. Some beef, you lose something. You got a gun, so shoot it. You say bang, so shoot it. What you waiting for? You shoot it. No, I need to show you how to hold that gun. Shoot it. You're not shooting if you're not shooting. You're about to mute it. You're not muted. They're gonna cook up music. For this in your mouth like a toothpick. It's too late, no. Shoot it. 8 mil shooting. 9 mil shooting. Mac 10 shooting. Mac 11 shooting. 12 gate shooting. This show for shooting. Remington shooting. 4-4 shooting. 4-5 shooting. Well, I'm in shooting. Some gun shooting. Well, I'm up shooting. Flash up shooting. AK shooting. Gatling shooting.
Pow.
for. Yeah. East London's finest. Yeah. Yeah. You need to know.
This is Waste Radio. I'm just come across two lovely ladies. I want to have a little chat.
No,
you're not waste. We're waste.
Good.
How are you, baby? Thank you. We're far from waste. You're looking very lovely. Would you explain to our listeners your app?
Well, I'm wearing a green khaki dress from Asos with a red waist.
Very posh.
Thank you, darling.
I
just put my boots on from Asos because I heard it was going to be muddy.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. And these sunglasses are from Peacock. Yes.
Now, we don't want to leave your lovely mate out either. Let's have a look at what you're wearing.
I've got a denim dress on that's from Warehouse. And a belt.
It looks like it's the sun.
£15 in the south. Oh, right, touch. Yeah. Belt from River Island. Oh, I got boots from a shopping Covent Garden. I ain't got a clue what it's called, but it's on Neil Street.
Really nice boots.
Hat is from Cabos on the beach, €10.
Cabos? You're fighting there in your
life. I'm having a bubble, mate. No, not really from Cabos. I think I got them back to front, but there you go. And glasses.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Off the back of a lorry. Off the back of a lorry, as we do.
Thanks, darlings. I'll see you.
I leave this town and listen to Waste FM.
Who am I? Leave tonight.
Anthony,
leave tonight.
Yes, they will.
Let the seasons begin.
Hey! Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was Jack Pignato doing a little ode to Waste FM/radio. Yeah.
So this is Waste Radio here with Woody, the performer. Hi, Woody.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going really good, yeah.
Having a good day?
So far, yeah, it's been really good.
So could you explain a bit, because we saw your act yesterday with the Record Breakers. So how did you come about your act? Why did you start breaking records?
Well, because I'd always broken records in the past. Do you know what I mean? Because there's so much crap out there, isn't there? So I've always bought records and then smashed them. So, and then one day I just happened to be comparing a show, and I thought I'll take some records along and smash them on stage.
What kind of stuff do you smash? Like, what kind of music would you smash?
I'll smash anything I can get hold of, basically.
What's your favourite record to smash?
My favourite record to smash? I guess all the crap that sort of middle of the road crap that people think, well, you know, Genesis and you put me on the spot now, because basically I'll smash anything. Steps, well, yeah, it goes without saying you're going to smash Steps. ABBA, Spice Girls, all that stuff is just all going to get smashed.
When you smashed it, you were just like, yes!
What record would you never smash? What's record sacrilege?
Well, the thing is, it doesn't really matter, because what you forget in the audience is that all these big stars have made millions of copies of all their records. And if I smash a few in my career, there's still going to be millions out there, unfortunately. I feel a bit like a coal miner, you know? You know, a coal miner chips away at a seam of coal? Well, I'm chipping away at a seam of shit. And like Duran Duran and Spandau Ballet, there's just a huge big seam of shit out there, and I'm gradually trying to chip away and get rid of it all.
You think of it as a sort of... a pilgrimage, a mission that you're on to destroy all shit music.
Yeah.
It's a moral obligation, isn't it? To get rid of kind of Rod Stewart and stuff like that.
Exactly. Just everything. If you could, I mean, when I've done it on telly a few times, and then we've just piled up loads of records, and I've driven a steamroller over them or something. But I still prefer to get down close to it and
smash it on your head, Pat.
Get the golden hammer out and give each record an individual thrashing.
How many records do you think you smashed in your record smashing career?
Well, at one stage I was gigging like and doing a gig every night, six nights a week, and smashing, you know, 20 records a night.
I
tried to work it out, you know, like a Bucks Fizz record, how many records of theirs have I smashed? And at one stage, I was probably smashing three or 4,000 a year.
What do you think about these records, Steve? Yeah.
Peters and Lee up there, I've smashed thousands of copies of that. Absolutely. Leo Sayer smashed thousands of copies of that. Yeah. Yeah. This is Woody on Waste Radio. Woo! Just remember, if you're going to a party, take Basmati.
So, we're very lucky to have our friend Klaus come to England for the festivals that we're going to be at. He came over to visit us because he's never actually really been to any English festivals before. So, this is his first one. Klaus, so how are you enjoying Lovebox? What's the atmosphere like?
Hi Nina, how you doing? Yeah, so this festival is a bit different because I've only ever been to festivals in Germany, mostly in the Berlin area. And it's a whole different vibe. I think, you know, a lot of the people are very nice, I'm not going to lie, you know, very similar vibe, you know, kind of everyone how to have a good time. But then some people are acting as if, you know, they had a bit too much of party, you know, para-party mode, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so sometimes it's a bit too much in your face, and everyone, you know, is like, we're having fun, and it's a bit, you know, it's not as...
But don't you like it in your face, Klaus?
What are you suggesting, Sanina?
Nothing at all.
You know, this is daytime, it's not prime time, you know what I'm saying?
Every time's prime time.
Well, every time's prime time. So, no, but I went around talking to people and saying hello and introducing myself. Not many people knew who I was, which I found a bit weird, you know, because...
Yeah, well, no, they wouldn't, just because any really cool people would know who you are.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
Anyone who listens to Waste Radio would know who you are.
I think so.
They obviously didn't listen to Waste Radio.
I think they didn't, but they will now.
But you actually met Beardy Man earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had, because I'm actually quite good at beatboxing. I challenged once, actually, was it Gustav Ostenhoff, and he's actually pretty big in Berlin, and it's a beatbox, minimal beatbox, and so I did this, and my agent back in Berlin says, you know, when you go to Lovebox, when you see also Nina and I being, and also this lady Christine and stuff, you have to go and meet this Beardy Man guy. So I did, and I had a beatbox with him.
Yeah, and how did that go?
Well, I put myself at a disadvantage because I tried to do dubstep. I'm better at minimal. And
oh, better at minimal. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's listen to how that turned out now, and afterwards you can maybe do a bit of a minimal beatbox for us.
Yeah, he said he won, and I'm not sure. Just listen to it, but
okay. Well, let's see for ourselves. Okay.
Waste Radio. Waste Radio.
Waste Radio.
Yeah, it's Beardy Man saying what's up on Waste Radio.
Okay.
Nothing
battle
Beardy
Man now.
Okay, I know dubstep. Okay, I'm gonna do it now. Okay. Wop 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 wop. How are you saying about this, you know?
I say that was rubbish and this is better.
To be honest, Klaus, I think maybe Beardy Man completely smacked you.
He's good. I'm not. You know, it's not beating around the bushes. But
did you underestimate him a bit?
Sorry.
Did you underestimate him a bit?
No, he's great. You know, he's no Gustav Ostenhoff, but he's. You know, I have to take my hat off in him, and he's great.
Okay, well, right, okay, so obviously I kind of guessed that he'd won, and well done to Beardy Man, did a really good little Waste Radio improvisation as well.
I mean, to do so well against me is something that has to be celebrated, and I wish him the best of luck.
Do you want to do a bit of a minimal beatbox and show us how it's done?
Yeah, sure, okay. This one's for you, Gustav Ostenhoff.
Boom boom boom, bing bing psh, bing bing boom 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 boom, bing 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 boom boom.
This is the intro.
I don't know if we've got time for a whole song.
This is the introduction, Nina.
I don't think we've got time.
Okay, I'm going to have a shit time now. Bye.
My name is James, and I'm up for the banter. I love banter at Lovebox. I get fucks and I party hard, and it's great.
Right, so we're coming to the end of the show and the end of the Lovebox Festival. Yeah, tears all around, very, very upset. We've had a good time, met loads of really good people, made celebrity friends.
All right, Ebs. See, I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, yeah. Ebony Bone, she's got your number. Okay.
Beardy Man, I'll see you again.
One day.
And Trojan Sound System, we are forever indebted for your creation.
So, we've had a good time. Waste Radio has been very happy to be here. And, goodbye.
Bye.